Coming soon to your neighborhood, flying spy bots. That's one fear as the technology of unmanned aerial vehicles, drones, grows better and cheaper and domestic testing over Massachusetts and elsewhere begins. Of course, developers tout the potential benefits, too, from advertising real estate to assisting search and rescue teams. As federal regulators work on new rules for this fledgling field, WBUR's Fred Bever this morning reports that lawmakers in Massachusetts and in Congress are raising questions about privacy and profit.
High-tech entrepreneur Terry Holland's unmanned aerial vehicle looks nothing like the Predator drones the U.S. has used overseas to hunt down terrorists. It's more like one of those radio-controlled copters a kid might find under the Christmas tree, albeit an overgrown and highly technical version.
There'll be a startup tone here, and that tells you that it's powered.
Outside his home in a Pittsfield cul-de-sac, Holland preps his quadcopter for flight.
Now I'm going to start it up.
Rising steadily from the driveway, the 2.5-pound drone looks pretty futuristic. Sleek white X-shaped body, four arms with propellers whirling at the ends, and a high-def camera dangling from its belly.
Like an electric yard string trimmer, little weed whacker in the air.
It's up about 35, 40 feet in the air now. From an LCD screen on his remote control, Holland can see everything the drone's camera sees. He can control the camera's ultra-smooth movements and capture the digital video for later editing. In all, his quadcopter and related equipment, which he bought online, set him back around $7,000.
This is not so much what you would find with the hobby setups. This is how you get, you know, the nice sort of Hollywood-style shots.
Holland's flown his rig alongside Olympic athletes in training to help analyze their form. He's guided it over and through an historic inn and equestrian center in nearby Richmond, creating an elegant video of the property for a local real estate firm. And the camera's polarized lens, he says, is good for spotting invasive aquatic plants near his family's lake camp.
I love watching converging technologies and seeing new markets come into being that have never been possible before. And the things that we haven't even thought of that this will be able to do for us, you know, it's going to be a fun technology.
Holland's far from the only one who's excited.
That's a no-brainer. If the FAA says we can use them, then you can bet that we're going to put them up.
Chris Baker commands the Metro Law Enforcement Council's SWAT team, which covers more than 40 Boston-area cities and towns. Baker says unmanned aerial vehicles are the next big thing in law enforcement. They can help with crowd control, search and rescue efforts, and, Baker says, protecting frontline cops.
Like a fugitive search, to be able to just put reconnaissance above where we're searching is just another layer of safety. The more information that we can get, the better and more concise and clear decisions we can make.
Soon after last year's marathon bombings, then-Boston Police Commissioner Ed Davis speculated that drones could be deployed above this year's marathon. Other law enforcement agencies, such as Metrolec and the state police, have begun to consider drones and even budget for them. That's drawing attention from lawmakers and civil liberties groups who are concerned about drones' potential use or abuse in government surveillance. In other states, there's been a public backlash when police departments have proposed using drones. Cade Crockford monitors technology issues for the Massachusetts chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union.
Drones are a perfect example of one of the places in which the law has failed to keep pace with the technology.
Crockford says drones can provide police with an unprecedented volume of personal information. To some degree, it's a simple matter of money. Drones cost a lot less than planes or helicopters to buy and deploy.
Drones, in fact, can have all sorts of different technologies on them. They can have cell phone sniffers on them to determine every single person who is in the building based on the information that their cell phone is sending. The infrared cameras are another thing that they can have on them. And there are obvious Fourth Amendment questions.
That is, questions about the constitutional right to privacy. The ACLU is supporting a bill now in the legislature that would require police in Massachusetts to seek a warrant before using drones for surveillance. There would be exceptions for emergencies that pose a threat to life or safety. On Capitol Hill, Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey has filed similar legislation. And Markey goes farther, seeking to protect against invasions of privacy by private sector drones. he'd create a registry for what's expected to be a boom in commercial drone enterprises. Think of Google mapping projects or Amazon's delivery systems. Markey would require reports on the kinds of data they plan to collect and how long they would keep it. Without those protections, he says,
a company could fly a drone over anyone's backyard, collect whatever information they'd like, sell it to whoever they want, and the individual would never know. So we are entering a brave new world, and just as we have rules of the road, we now need rules of the sky.
For now, the Federal Aviation Administration is barring most commercial uses of drones, pending new rules at the end of 2015. The FAA this month designated 6 testing grounds around the country, including 200,000 acres at Joint Base Cape Cod, to help create safety protocols for domestic drones. The Cape Project's coordinator, H. Carter Hunt Jr., says creating privacy rules and seeking input from neighbors will be one of the first orders of business. And he says drone developers of all types are raring to go. Military applications are already being tested, and there are proposals to test unmanned aerial systems for things like tracking whale pods or crop development.
We do have one very interesting one, and that's a group of MIT graduate students that have hooked up with Harvard Medical School to take a UAS and use it to deliver vaccines in underdeveloped countries.
Still, some say that the U.S. is falling behind other countries like Japan and Australia in unleashing the technology's potential, and they are calling on the FAA and Congress to act more quickly. Pittsfield entrepreneur Terry Hollins says he's ready to turn his passion into profits, even as he recognizes the legitimate safety and privacy issues involved.
Well, I wouldn't want one of these things flying through my backyard without my permission, so I just, you know, treat sort of people's privacy the same way I want mine treated. It's incumbent upon us to be clever enough to have the appropriate rules and regulations in place to protect ourselves from ourselves.
For the time being, it looks like Holland and his fellow drone users will just have to wait and keep their batteries charged. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Bever.